I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEBCOinc.com. By the way, thank
Damn,
you to
looking at my phone.
Thanks to Missing Tooth Greg for providing us breakfast this morning. He made it in the back of his vehicle.
His topper on his truck is incredible. It's silver to match the truck, and there's no windows in it. It's an incredible topper. If you ever inside of it, you'd think it was midnight. Yes, there's no
guys. I don't think people fully grasp what he did. It's hard for me to fully grasp.
He cooked breakfast in the back of the car.
Two sides of protein.
Yes,
he had bacon and sausage.
Yeah, sausage patties and bacon, eggs, scrambled eggs.
Was there hash
browns?
And
hash browns.
Yes.
Plus some vegetables as well.
He brought a container of ketchup.
And salsa.
Yes.
Both of them.
Greg
surprised us.
And then Bearded Ben brought donuts also. We are well fed on a Monday morning here.
I was telling him a joke on the phone when I was driving here. I didn't even know he was here. Yeah. I parked. I pulled up. You were doing your fitness in there. I saw you in there.
He's doing band workout.
I pulled up. I didn't know he was here. And I look over and there he is. I'm trying to tell him a joke. He doesn't get it. I'm not going to try that joke on you guys. And there he is. So he hasn't announced he's coming. It's just all of a sudden we get this free, incredible breakfast.
He's set up an entire dentist office in his basement so he can stage photos of when he says
he had an appointment Friday.
Appointment.
No,
Friday.
He did.
I know.
I'm
trying to lean towards. Right now, he's faked this at least once. So he's six times he said he's had a dentist appointment at 7 a.m. And I just don't know if that's possible.
It's always Friday.
It's always Friday, too. Yeah, so... Anyway, I'm pushing back on that a little bit, but he did an incredible job.
Did you mention Bearded Ben?
Bearded Ben provided donuts from Hertz Donuts, so thank you to Missy Tooth Greg and Bearded Ben. I think it's because they made a bowl game. People are in a good mood.
The postseason's
here. Not even November yet. People are happy. Great mood. By the way, also on the text line, unnamed texter says, my 2.5-year-old son just yelled, the coat.
That's the best.
The coat.
There was a guy in Russ's, I didn't do it. I felt a wave of guilt. There was a guy at Russ's on Friday. I was in line, and you know, he did the old Sipple. And he said, you got to say Randy. I said, that's Bill's deal. I wasn't going to do that.
Smart.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's very kind of you. I was walking through a rainstorm in Lincoln East to watch East play Southeast. And I'm walking down the stairs, and someone stopped me and goes, sure it'd be nice to have some hash holes here. It's incredible.
We appreciate the break.
Yes, yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we do.
That bearded dude that was at Russ's listens every day. He's a happy, jovial guy. Like
people that know that listen every day.
Every day.
You rarely get the old like that. I've heard it before a few times, but that's it. It's like, no, this is how my day starts every day.
God bless him.
I was going up to the stands. I got about six hash holes in a Randy.
Did you?
When you were where?
Going up to the
concourse. Well, recognize.
Well, they yelled Randy and hash hole. I just walked up the steps.
Did you ever pull your hat down?
No.
Do you wear a hat?
I wore a hat that day. Absolutely. I wore a hat almost every game.
Hash hole.
He wears it like his name is Skippy and he's on his way to an amusement park. Bill's propped up in the air.
Not always. Sometimes.
Too bad.
Sometimes. 464-5685, call or text the show as always. So we talked about in the last hour, if you're okay with the 3-1 October, the one loss to Minnesota, wins against Michigan State, Maryland, and Northwestern. As you look ahead to November, four more games, you are bowl eligible. Mm-hmm. We just talked about last hour is the goal. You know, Bill even said 10-2 is on the table in terms of the playoff, unlikely but possible.
It's there.
9-4, 9-3
clear
is there.
Path.
8-4.
Oh, no. It's a clear path. You win them all. You're going.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Yeah, it's a clear
path. It's a hard path.
But if I had to ask you and the Breakers, what is a reasonable goal now for the rest of the season? You're 6-2. So if you just take away that and you look at this month, four games, 0-4 bad, 1-3 bad, 2-2 probably is okay. And then beyond that is very good, right?
You got it. Add it all up. Nebraska's flaws, Nebraska's strengths, flaws, schedule, 2-2. That's what I'd say.
That's what you expect?
That's what I expect.
Is that the goal?
I mean, the goal's 4-0, obviously. Right. But I think a reasonable expectation for the fan base is 2-2, given Nebraska's issues. They have issues. They're not bad, though. They're not bad.
No.
Nebraska's not bad.
Not at all.
They have good things going for them.
They got a lot of things hitting pretty well.
They're not bad.
They're going to play a UCLA team that currently is 3-5. I don't know who UCLA plays.
Have you seen UCLA much?
I've seen them a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, but I saw them when they were bad, and I've seen them when they're pretty good. The Michigan State game, they looked really good. They hung on to, obviously against Penn State, which was good. Maryland was a fight. That was a fight to win that game. That was an all-out fight. And then so right now things are coming back to earth.
Okay, handicap that game. What's that matchup like, Nebraska-UCLA?
I think Nebraska's got a very good matchup. UCLA is not stout up front defensively. Indiana couldn't move the ball an inch against Indiana. I mean, it was horrific. Indiana's done that to other teams too. So yeah. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know where he's at in the pay scale, but he's probably one of the highest paid quarterbacks in college football.
Right now.
Nico?
Yes. He's probably the highest paid. One of the highest. He's top two or three paid. And you get 6 points. And also he was the quarterback. Even if things were rough in the first four games and they lost to UNLV and then they lost to New Mexico, he was the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, okay.
He had played well of late.
Yeah. Nico against Indiana was 13 for 27 for 113. No touchdowns, two picks.
Quarterback rating probably in the 20s.
Just 18.
But probably 18, not 18, a lot 18. Going on.
18. Think about that. 18.
But probably not a lot going on around him. Doesn't have much to take pressure off of him, right?
But if you look at that right there, it's like, okay.
I'm defending him.
So you have to look at that. If you're Nebraska and you're going in there with a much better record in beautiful setting, should win that game. You should go to Penn State. You know, you say that I shouldn't. They're going to be 0-6.
Close game.
0-6. So
can I just say close
a great
game?
Chance. Yeah. Iowa's at home. And Iowa's not this complete. They're talking about how the offense is just out of control right now. It's really not. Look at the numbers. The offense isn't out of control, but they're pretty solid. And they've gotten better.
They look physical.
And they've gotten better. There's no doubt about that. And Iowa's also very comfortable with the game being 10-10 in the fourth quarter. That makes them very.
That's what I love. Iowa puts up 41 on Minnesota and has 274 in offense.
Yeah.
You would think that's 500 yards. Nope. 274 yards. 13 first downs.
Tim Lester's helped them, right?
Yeah, they're better, but they're not. That's not. I mean, it's all the thing you see like that. And in the first round, quarterback from Iowa.
No,
he's not. And so and you have those games at home. And
what you'd like to see Nebraska do is ascend a little bit. Get better.
Yeah.
Actually, programs can get, good programs do get better as the season goes. So let's see that now.
Was the only injury in the game Teddy?
Okay, we need to talk about that. Teddy Prochazka.
Right tackle.
Yeah. And
it was on
his
sack,
grandpa's
right?
a breaker, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Love Teddy.
Yeah. Teddy, yeah, his knee buckled and he's got an ACL. He's out for the season. Yeah.
I did not think it was ACL.
Yes.
When I saw it.
I probably spoke too soon. We should get the head coach on that. That's what I've heard. But anyway, Teddy probably won't be back. So there's that. And what other injury? Oh, well, we should give Rocco a lot of praise.
Rocco Spindler playing with one hand, basically.
Rocco playing with a big something on his hand, like a
was
cast.
His, was his fingers exposed like a little
he had,
bit?
Or just, no, he had
total a, club?
No, the See thumb.
Find
he
a
had
picture.
His thumb.
Yeah.
He has thumb.
And I never really like that. Okay. If they showed a great picture of it during the game on TV, I didn't see it. I must have just missed it.
You know, Rocco is a dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is a dude for playing.
Yeah. And a jacked up thumb is hard. That's really hard. So that, now, was it interesting? Walk us through that. Yeah, that's hard to play with.
Yeah, that's
that was after the game.
Yeah, that was after the game. That's not what it looked like during him. It was white.
Right.
Anyway.
So what, Steve? So Turner came in, right?
To Turner replace Corcoran him. Played
then,
right tackle.
And then it went to Pritchett, though, right?
Pritchett's playing left.
Left
now.
Tackle, okay.
He's pretty much solidified at left, and he looks good. Pritchett looks good. Corcoran, I think, held up all right. I didn't.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
See the PFF numbers, but I think he held up pretty. Corcoran holds up pretty well.
Is that how you see it moving forward then at the tackle spot? It's those two.
Gotcha. I do. We failed to mention Gunner.
Yeah.
Gunner Gattu's got a knee injury. He tried to go, went through warm-ups, and then they decided no go.
Now, okay, Gunner, so Gunner could be back full speed.
He could
for
be
this
close.
Game.
Okay. Yeah. So they have their depth is paying off right now because Gunner can come back, then he could play right tackle or Corcoran, and Pritchett solidified.
Guys have played a lot of snaps. That makes
a
difference.
They're not in too bad a shape.
Yeah. I saw there was a time in that LSU game that they had a true freshman out there, and the defensive end for LSU. A&M got after him. Freshman in the SEC against a top three team, that's a lot.
Nebraska, I mean, what they will lean on Emmett. Emmett's playing well.
And I said this into a text message to you guys that it was set up for some success. If you watched, it wasn't a lot of creativity on defense by Northwestern. A lot of too high. A lot of quarter
they
halves.
They were too high.
They were too high.
Shell.
So there was a lot of times that I would talk to my dad versus, and I go, Nebraska has them outnumbered in the box. And there were some times they stopped. They did a good job with less guys in the box.
I know.
And USC will do the same.
Yeah.
They're not a much of a one high team.
They're too high.
So that's quarters, halves, quarter halves. But anyway, that's how USC will do the same. There will be numbers to run the football. You watch like an A&M play, they're running everything on defense, and it makes it hard. All of a sudden, it's
wait a second, really?
Oh, they have so many different movements and stunts, and you won't see that from USC. You won't see that from USC.
I like Elko.
Yeah. Didn't sound like it earlier in the show.
I like Elko. I do. He's doing a great
Jimbo,
job.
We praise
they
Elko.
They have some looks that are like, wow. That's not USC.
But Nebraska, by the way, allowed one sack. We can't bury that because we hammered them last week for giving up nine, which we should have.
I think Bill predicted on the show last week. He said it'd be 0-1. So good job,
Bill. I think it came about the way we talked about was that not a lot of drop back. Balls were out.
Quick. The ball was out.
There wasn't a lot of opportunities and throws that was going to happen. Even on, like I said, that 1-3 and 7, a lot of those like that, the one to Emmett, ball was out quick. The one where they missed the tackle, ball was out quick.
Yeah, he was getting it out.
And so the ball's coming out quick.
Yeah, and they ran. Oh, the other thing we should give voice to is they just flipped the run-pass ratio. Nebraska ran it, 39. Okay, I think they ran it 39 times and threw it 21. Does that sound right? 39-21?
22 passes for Nebraska and 39 rushes. Yeah.
39-22. They flipped the ratio. Now, I don't know how that will look going forward. It probably depends on how they play their safety. It's hard to say. I don't know if they made it.
They had a lot of numbers game in the run game. They did.
Well,
and
what will USC do then? Will USC look at it and say, we can't let Emmett Johnson control the game?
Well, I would think so. I would imagine, I mean, it's still USC, that you have to feel pretty confident on the outside that we can match up. I mean, they should have cover guys.
And I will say this, Bill, from watching the Illinois game, their corners are suspect. Right. That's known. It's not Sipple's. I didn't look at the game and go, ooh, their corners aren't right. They were talking about it.
So that'd be interesting to see if they.
Yeah, they're cornered. They don't have great corners. Yeah.
Also, but when you're playing quarters coverage, just so you know, there's no help on that. That's still playing man coverage. Quarters is man. It's just more of an off man. But in certain routes, you have zero coverage. I mean, zero help, even in the post. So it makes it a difficult situation.
See, I think what we're talking about right now is Nebraska can score in this game.
Yes.
But they don't want to get into a scoring match, I don't think.
Now, the run game.
Is that right?
I agree.
The run game will be completely different from Northwestern. You're going to see more gap schemes than what you've seen ever. Mm-hmm. They are a gap scheme team, and then the quarterback will keep it off the gap scheme. And the quarterback who keeps it, Maeva, is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see, so that's going to be a problem. So there's going to be a lot of times where gaps will change. Mm-hmm. And so right now there's a lot of work going on that.
Right.
Northwestern was very simple in the run game.
What our friend Jerry DiNardo emphasizes is that USC's offensive line is super athletic.
Yes.
So you'll
see movement. You'll see different plays like that. And you'll see... a play caller.
That's our friend, Jerry.
You'll see and Lincoln Riley is a good play caller.
So, again, I don't think you want to get into a scoring match. I don't think you want to try to win 41-38. I don't think you want that score.
Unless you're ahead.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun game. If you're the 41, it'd be awesome.
That'd be a fun game to watch.
It'd be awesome. Time. Fun.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think you can do it. I think you got to try to play a little keep away.
That's not a bad idea. I'm gonna agree with that.
Coach Sipple.
Do you? Yeah. Or are you just saying
that? No, I agree with that. I agree with that. It'd be interesting to see how aggressive they are, the different things they'll do, and then what, because offensively, there'll be things that you'll say, have we seen that? Like, no, we haven't seen that. Because Lincoln Riley will have some things for it, and that, because Lincoln Riley is real simple. I mean, he's sitting on right now, if you take a look, if he's got Nebraska, pull up USC, they still go, I think they go to Oregon. Their path is clear to the playoffs also. A hard one. But not impossible. If Lincoln Riley goes 8-4, that's an epic fail again. Epic fail. And so, I mean, are they going to fire him? I don't know.
Here's USC's schedule. They'll play at Nebraska, of course.
Then what?
Then they will host Northwestern. Should win that game.
Should win that.
And then their last three, they will host Iowa.
Ooh.
That'd be a tough one.
Yeah. Tough game, but at home.
Then they're at Oregon, and then they will host UCLA. Hmm.
So they have a clear.
They could get to four
losses.
They have
a clear path. They have a very clear path.
I wonder how Dante Moore is.
I mean, the Oregon one's gonna be tough, but there's been a couple times that Oregon, but Oregon's at Oregon and Iowa's at home.
Yes.
So when Iowa traveling out there, you should win that game. You really should. But because that's not a juggernaut of an offense that Iowa's all of a sudden put together. It's not like
But Bill, think about it now. Whoa!
What do you got, Steve?
Iowa big ornery up front. USC not great up front on defense.
So they can slow the game down. Yeah. I mean, it could be a 21-20 or whatever, 21-18 game. And Iowa's going to huddle, use the clocks. There's a chance that USC's best asset is on the sideline. Their best asset is probably Lincoln Riley play caller. They have some talent. Now, I don't know how healthy they got back. They got some wideouts. This is the best wide receivers Nebraska's going to see. Nebraska has not seen anything close to this in the receiver world.
And,
they haven't.
And they have tied in. They have at least one tight end that's good.
Maeva's up for one major mistake a game. One for sure, maybe two. But he'll make a critical error like you'll be like, you can't believe it. And usually it's at a kind of an interesting, tough time for USC to see if he can overcome that.
Get that blackout rolling.
Saw this before we get to break. From the text line, someone says, Sip, this was a great morning. I went to Casey's and I didn't hear a single word about the Cyclones in there today.
Didn't hear a word.
Did you hear about Vandy, though? How about Vandy?
Yeah, didn't even bring it up. I know it's very sensitive with you.
It's not.
I wanted to bring it up in my.
It's not.
I couldn't bring it up.
They beat Missouri 17-10.
Iowa State just doing their Iowa State thing.
Yeah.
5-3.
Pavia. Yeah.
How about Pavia?
Didn't really do anything, but they won. So they won.
Defense was great in that game.
Yeah. And then
they hurt Pribula, too.
They go to, here's another classic example. The score's 3-3.
Yep.
3-3. Kick the field goal. Go up 6-3, Missouri.
Who's that? Missouri.
Missouri. They go for it, and on the play, they go for it. They don't make it, and he dislocates his ankle.
Ooh.
And so it's almost like a karma.
Double whammy.
It's like I'm watching, I go, just kick the field goal. It's 6-3. Mm-hmm. It keeps momentum. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, no matter what happens, they go down and score a touchdown. So what? We can still take the lead.
I find those to be very difficult decisions.
I just like, man. They're held back and that, but I mean, they're simple.
I find that 4th-and-1 for Nebraska in the first half to be very difficult. What do you do? What do you call? Now, what I'm doing, if I'm Nebraska, I just don't know how to do this. I want to call a run to Emmett, but not just a straight handoff. What do you do? Can you pitch it to him? Do they have pitches?
Yeah, there's plays, other plays you can run.
I want to run a pitch to the edge. That gives him a chance to get the edge, and if he doesn't get the edge, cut it up and try to get it.
Yeah, because Emmett has the ability to make quick people pitch. Miss.
Look at that OC yeah. sip over OC here.
Sip. I mean, I want to get it to Johnson running it.
Yeah, tell it to Dana tomorrow when you see him. See what he says.
But is there just other than a straight handoff is what I'm trying to figure out. What do you do?
I don't disagree with him. OC sip. I'm not pushing back.
Before we get to break, Bill, I'm curious. Last night, the lights in your house, what did you have?
We just pressed Halloween.
And it looked good, didn't it?
Looked very good. Looked very fallish, and that is also our saver right now. So Halloween comes on automatically once the lights dim to whatever.
So not right now. Not on right now.
Off now. No, off right now. But guess what's coming on Saturday night late? Daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah. Wait a
second. My dream.
So how does that impact us?
Well, it'll be dark an hour earlier, which should be awesome.
The lights come on earlier.
Five?
Yes.
5 o'clock.
Is it going to be 6?
Pretty dark. 6 o'clock.
It's before 6 o'clock.
It's completely dark. It'll be 5:15 dark. If you want to mow your yard, you got to start at 4. You got to start your yard at 4 to have a chance to finish. Where before, me and Jake could start at 8 and still get it done.
I don't dislike this.
I started at 8:35 one night in December. 8:35 mowing the yard.
I can't wait. Thank you, Jake.
I noticed the neighbor behind us has got the halo lights now, too. So that's 4 in the block.
LaRue, get on board.
Neiman & Sons and HaloCustomLighting.com. Get yours today before the Christmas season. When we come back, it's time for Mozzarella Monday. $25 to Valentino's on the line. Best of the weekend. Text us at 464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Look at Greg.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.